A key of faith. The 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 16-18. Today's passage comes from the 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 16-18. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In 240-year history of the U.S., people say that there are three historical figures. One of these is Rockefeller. While Rockefeller was reading the verse in Genesis, chapter 11, verse 3, he discovered the word pitch. The origin of this word came from the land that is now Iraq these days. 100 years ago, in the land of Iraq, he worked on developing oil and he became a world-famous rich man. The other one is Carnegie. He actually is from Scotland. When he was young, his family was poor, so he only had $20 with him when he got on the ship and landed in the US. And he became the world-famous billionaire. The other person is Bill Gates in recent time. He donated $300 billion to the society. While he was alive, he announced that he would give 95% of all his belongings for God and for the society. People rate that these people are historical figures of one century. I saw an article that summed up four common things of these three people. First of all, these people focused on their priorities on God in their lives. Secondly, they did not put their goal of success in money. Thirdly, they gave what they owned for God and for the society, and they did not use their wealth for themselves only. Fourthly, these people were called as people that touched the heart of God. I hope that you will set your priorities correctly in your lives. In life, there are priorities of life. First of all, there are priorities in time, there are priorities at work. There are priorities in studying, there are priorities in the criteria for marriage. There are priorities in business, there are priorities in politics. When our priorities change, the order gets destroyed and the order of relationship gets twisted. Then what is our priority of faith? The priority of faith is the will of God. The will of God is the same as the key of faith. Whatever we do, and what choice we make, the will of God needs to be prioritized. In the Bible, Joseph was like that, Daniel was like that, and Elijah was like that. So, the will of God is called as the key of faith. Door that is shut cannot be opened with any key, and in the same way, there is a key in Christian faith. A lot of Christians live their lives according to their thoughts and their own ways, and they get depressed and upset saying that the doors of their lives do not get opened. This is a foolish thing. In the Bible, we have been given 32,500 promises. And also, the key that opens these promises has been given. That is the will of God. The will of God becomes the key that opens the promises in the Bible. The will of parents needs to be aligned with the requests of children, so that parents would listen to them. The request of the employee needs to be aligned with the intention of the manager so that the approval will be made. Christians need to have the same intention as God's will so that the prayers will be answered and will become a blessing. In Matthew, chapter 6, verses 10, it shows the Lord's Prayer which Jesus taught us. It says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The last prayer Jesus prayed in Gethsemane also was about the will of God. He said, "Not according to my will, but your will be done, according to the will of the Father." Reaching the destination quickly is not success, but it needs to be aligned with the will of God. The main passage of today is a well-known passage for everyone. In this passage, the will of God has been condensed. I love these verses the most. In these three things, the will of God that would become the key of faith has been implied. But, as we know about this so well, people do not regard it valuably. A healthy person has a lot of oxygen, so this person cannot realize how valuable oxygen is. But to a person that is about to pass away, whether this person has oxygen or not becomes a deciding factor of life and death. The will of God is the key of faith. Do not search for the key from far away. It is near you. Paul introduced about the will of God in three ways. First of all, the will of God is living in joy. It has been said in verse 16 like this. It says, "Be joyful always." God wants his children to live in joy. He does not want children of God to live in depression and anxiety. But, sometimes in our lives, Things that worry us, things that cause us to be depressed do come up, at times, more than we think. It is hard to deny that this is like this in our world we live in. There is no day that the sea does not get any wind or waves. Likewise, in our lives, there are waves in our lives whether they are big or little. We live in such a world like this, then how could we live our lives always in joy? For a long time, I could not really understand about this verse. Unless you are a mentally ill person, how could you live in this world in joy always, where it is full of problems, pain and things that go wrong? I could not understand about it. But one day, the Holy Spirit gave me strong conviction. In any condition and circumstance, anxiety, worries, fear, concern, these are not the ones that God gives, and these are also not the will of God. I later realized that Satan works in our hearts when we are anxious, worried, fearful of and concerned. Because the principle of creation is like this. In the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve lived in, there was joy at all times. The word itself, Eden, is referred to as the Garden of Joy. Why was joy there? Because they lived together with God. But as Adam left the arms of God, joy was gone, and instead, anxiety and fear, pain and worries came. Then, we can see that where God is, there are joy, peace and happiness. So Paul told us like this, "Be joyful always, for this is the will of God for you." Secondly, there are three key things in living in joy. We need to live in Jesus Christ. When young children are in the arms of mother, whether there is an outbreak of war, or the world shakes, they can sleep peacefully. Also, we need to rely everything in our lives on God in our lives. If we are to worry about the things of this world, there is no end. The Bible says, "Cast all your worries. Ask God to take care of your burdens, ask God to take care of your pathways, future, ask God to take care of everything, ask God to take care of your worries." To the extent that you ask God, He will take care of the things to that extent. The future pathways of your children, your family and your businesses too, I hope that you will ask God to take care of these. Thirdly, we need to be fully filled with the Holy Spirit. The people of the early church were taken away their houses, workplaces just because they believed in Jesus. Although they went through this pain and agony, they were in joy. Even when they were preaching about the cross and resurrection and became martyrs at the end, people say that their faces were like the ones of the angels. The joy that they had was the joy that the Spirit of God gave them. I hope that you will leave everything up to God to take care of, in Jesus Christ and live in joy in the Holy Spirit. It has been said that it is the will of God that we live in joy. The will of God is also we live our lives in prayer. Let us look at verse 17. It says, "Pray continually." Prayer is the same as spiritual breathing. We are still able to live without food for a week. But, if we stop breathing for even 5 minutes, we will die. The difficult thing that the person that is about to die faces is inability to breathe. So the oxygen inhaler gets placed on this person. If this also does not work, then the life leaves from this person. It is the same as our spiritual lives. If our faith gets ill, then we are not able to breathe in prayer. But someone that is healthy is able to breathe very well. A spiritually healthy person can breathe in prayer very well. Prayer does not have an option. Prayer is not about you do and do not have to do. If we do not do it, our spirit dies. One thing that cannot be taken out in our Christian lives is about praying. The relationship with God, and the pathway that gets answered, these all are possible through prayer only. A believer needs to start the day with prayer and end with prayer. This should become a lifestyle of believers. Tomorrow, we are starting our special dawn prayer meetings. I hope you will seek God. Prayer is not about seeking the ways, but is about seeking God. In prayer, there is an answer for sure. The time of praying could seem long, but the answer comes within a second. There is a saying that it is better to pray for 10 minutes than worry for 10 years. That is right. A person that experienced this cannot stop praying. In the Bible, there are a lot of cases that show that people experienced victory through prayer. In the 2 Kings, chapter 19, verse 35, it talks about an event that Hezekiah experienced. When he was praying, An angel of the Lord appeared and caused the eyesight of the Assyrian soldiers to be blinded, and won against 185,000 people. In the 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 38, when Elijah prayed, the fire of the Lord came down, and killed all the false prophets in the river of Kishon. In Exodus, chapter 14, verse 21, when Moses put out his hands and prayed towards the Red Sea, God caused the easterly wind to blow and divided the Red Sea so that people could walk on land. In Esther, chapter 4, verse 16, Esther prayed and fasted for 3 days just before the fall of her people and country. She committed to praying to God for help for her people. After fasting, she went to the king and the amazing work of God allowed people to be saved. In Revelations, chapter 8, verses 3-5, it talks about angels standing by people that pray and receiving the prayers on the golden altar and delivering it up to the throne of God. In prayer, there is an answer to it for sure. While you work, pray. While you drive, pray with your eyes are open. While you study, pray. God will give you wisdom. Time that you spend for prayer is not time wasted at all. I will share a testimony of Dr. One with you. This testimony of Dr. One, that is a world-famous cancer expert, is really famous. When he was a student of high school in Jian, out of 450 students, he was the 400th student in academic ranking. But, one day, he received the grace of God. And he had a new goal for his life. He started to have a vision. He wanted to live for the glory of God. Since then, he prayed hard and studied hard. He was able to get into a Seoul National University medical school, and when he graduated, he was the top student. And he went to the US to study further. He was offered 40 grand as a starting salary after his graduation as a doctor. But he found it hard to attend church on Sundays. Early morning prayer was impossible too. So he prayed to God like this: God, because I am unable to pray in dawn, I will give a lot of mission offerings in order to help missionaries. He prayed and he could feel God working through his prayer. He felt God saying to him like this: rather than you giving me a lot of offerings, I want to see you praying in dawn. So to pray in dawn, he gave up the 40 grand paying doctor job. But God gave him wisdom and elevated him. He was offered a place in a famous cancer center in the US and he became one of the world famous cancer experts. That is right. God wants us to pray first. Prayer is this important. In Revelations, chapter 8, it has been said that the angels put the prayers we pray on the golden altar and deliver up to the throne of God directly. To a person that pray, wisdom will be given. And that person will be able to experience the work of God. A person that prays, a family that prays, a nation that prays, even sometimes it seems like a failure, if we look at these later, they all became successful. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will be able to confess that praying is the will of God. Also, thanking Him is the will of God. Verse 18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." We need to give thanks in all circumstances. All circumstances mean giving thanks in situations where things go well and also things do not go well. This refers to giving thanks in all circumstances. This is mature gratefulness. But, we oftentimes give thanks after we face crises. After we have car accident, after car gets shattered, after we get through these accidents and become well, we give thanks and share testimony and confess. But, when we do not have accidents, we do not realize how thankful we should be in our lives. Also, after we get ill and we get cured, we give thanks in tears. But when we do not have a cold even and we are well, when we should be thankful for these even, we forget about the need to be thankful to God. We forget about this in our lives. So Paul told us to be thankful in all circumstances. A person that only gives thanks in good situation has a dangerous faith. If good condition goes away, this person would be complaining. As Christians, we need to give thanks in all circumstances. Christian give thanks even though things do not turn out well. When we failed in our exams, even when we got ill, we trust that He will restore it all and give thanks nevertheless. When we give thanks, Satan's cannot sneak in. When we complain and blame, Satan sneak in. A person that is full of complaints and blame cannot be happy. We need to restore our thankfulness. Believers need to give thanks for three things. First of all, we need to give thanks to God of Ebenezer. Our God is God that led us from the past till now. Secondly, God is God of Emmanuel. It is God that is with us right now. Thirdly, God is God of Jehovah Jireh. God already planned our future. In other words, we give thanks in our lives for what He has done in the past and for He will take care of our future. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the first Sunday of November is our Thanksgiving Sunday. Not only we give thanks with our material things, but try writing things down that you are thankful to God for. Try confessing 20 things a day that you are thankful about. When you look at your children, say thank you that you are my children. When you see your wife, say thank you for being my wife. When you see your husband, say thank you for being my husband. When you go to your cell group meetings, say thank you for being in the same cell group. When you see a fellow believer, say thank you for being a believer at Yongan Church. Say thank you that I was born in South Korea. If not, count the things in the evening that you are thankful for and try filling out 20 things a day. If we say the same things repeatedly, I heard that the language leads our lives. Language gets inserted in our brains and brain leads our behavior. When we realize how thankful we should be and confess how grace is filled around us in our lives, we get to enjoy happiness. A life of faith is like riding a bicycle. When we push pedals continuously, we are able to run well. When we do not push pedals, we get to fall down. Pedals of faith is giving thanks. When things are difficult, give thanks. When things go well, give thanks more. On the Thanksgiving day that we look back on this past year, push the pedals of thanksgiving only. I bless you all that you will bless everyone you meet, if possible. And talk about things that you are thankful for. Things that you are thankful about and blessings will come back to you like boomerang. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.